My name is Timothy LaRochelle. I'm from Woolwich, Maine. I am co-chair of Woolwich's Shellfish Conservation Ordinance. Thank you, Senator Johnson, Representative Kamega, and the rest of the Marine Resources Committee. I am against LD 1452 because the restrictions in this bill are too broad. Clam industry is going through the same problem it had in the 60s, 10 years of warmer water temperatures. There was only one problem then and only one now, green crabs. When digging a few years ago, we started seeing these pock marks in the mud where the clam holes had been days before. We'd seen many sturgeon jumping in the area, so we blamed them for eating our clam seed. After seeing a video last summer sent by Chad Coffin, which is posted on YouTube, of hundreds of green crabs up in the thatch grass, handful after handful, I went to see in Woolwich had the same problem. It was obvious we did. Green crabs were everywhere. I attended the Green Crab Summit this fall, and seeing the pictures of bankings and eelgrass beds disappearing in other towns, I went to dig a few clams the next week and noticed the same problems in Woolwich. One eelgrass bed was diminished by over 75% of what it was just 2 years ago, and the bankings are caving down into the mud. The clam industry, as I said, is going to go through some hard times because of green crabs, and history has proven this. Fighting with other user groups will not solve any crab problems. At the Green Crab Summit, Chris McCarthy presented a study he did in Canada. They trapped 1 million pounds of green crabs in 3 years and spent $160,000 and 10,000 volunteer hours to restore eelgrass to one 285-acre bay. He stated that, when asked, this is not feasible to do unless a market for green crabs is established. This is on the Sea Grant website for anyone that wants to see this. Maine has hundreds of thousands of acres of mudflats and an entire ecosystem that is being destroyed by green crabs. And we are here to try to limit another industry from existing and doing their job. This bill also limits these closure areas to less than 10% of the total acreage of the town. I hate to disagree with the former representative that stood up, but another law allows towns to lease up to 25% of their flats to individuals. If LD 1452 is passed, it could allow 35% of town areas to be closed to worm harvesting, and the 25% that went to leases could exclude all worm harvesting and any harvesting by anyone other than the owner of the lease forever. If Governor LePage were to declare a state of emergency due to the devastation of our entire ecosystem from the green crabs, we could seek federal and state money to combat this problem, use the money to trap green crabs, and to hire Down East Institute to provide seed for all the towns in Maine. Providing these towns protect the seed from predators with nets and trap green crabs with a vengeance, and could prove the seed was being protected from predators. Protecting seed with nets does not allow any digger to dig unless the nets are removed. Therefore, this law, LD 1452, is not needed. Maybe a law that prohibits anyone from removing a net from any flat for any reason, but this broader law is far too extreme. Towns could also benefit from changing the law that only town wardens enforce municipal license holders. At the present time, a shellfish license from the state is required to sell clams or any other shellfish. If the state made a clam license that had the town's name that you hold municipal licenses in on your license, the Maine Marine Patrol could enforce town ordinances and relieve some towns' resources from their wardens and get them to help with trapping crabs and reseeding efforts. The town of Brunswick and all other towns that support this bill should concentrate their efforts on green crabs and protected seeded areas with nets, as Dr. Beale has been telling us since 2001. Down East Institute and Dr. Beale have done all the research needed to see what we need to do. And if a state of emergency was declared, we could seek millions in federal and state money and do our best to knock back green crabs while seeding in thousands of acres of mudflats. That would benefit all Mainers, not a select few. I do not support LD 1452, and I hope you will not also. Any questions?
Thank you very much. Phil Harrington? Representative Depp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's now noon. We have people that are associated with other bills that are hanging around. Do we have kind of a plan of how, do we have any idea of how long the testimony and work session for this bill will go so we can let those people that sit around waiting to know how the day has been adjusted as a result of this bill? Thank you.
I don't think we do. No, we've got work ahead of us and we've got to keep doing it. And the longer it gets prolonged, the longer it's going to take.